That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, Lum and Abner discovered the sad news that they had not discovered uranium after all, but merely had a lot of ordinary dirt. However, the St. Bernard dog created an equally exciting and more dangerous situation by grabbing a bottle of nitroglycerin the old scientists had used in their experiments and ran out of the store with it, endangering the whole town. In a moment, we'll see what happens next. Folks, there's one enemy we have which most of us seldom seem able to avoid from one year's end to another. And that's the common cold. Well, it may be true that colds do catch up with many of us at times, but that's no reason you should let the ache and misery of your cold wear you out. Let Alka-Seltzer help you. It can, you know. Just drop two tablets in a glass of water like this. Listen for a moment to the famous fizz. Then drink it down. It's pleasant to drink, and the famous fizz can be a forerunner to a lot of fast relief for the ache and misery of your cold. And if a sore throat is a part of your cold distress, use Alka-Seltzer as a comforting gargle, too. Its soothing effect will make you ask your druggist again for the familiar blue and white package of Alka-Seltzer just in case you need it. So don't delay. Do it today. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jotting down store. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
All right, I just thought you might know something about it. Much obliged anyway. Goodbye. Well, never found out nothing there that'll help us find that blame bottle of nitroglycerin. And if we don't locate it pretty soon... Abner, pay attention. This is a serious thing.
I'm paying attention.
Well, you don't act like it. What's that you're writing there?
Oh, nothing.
Well, stop doing it then. We've got to find that thing. That's all there are to it.
Yeah, well, I'll be through here in just a second. St. Lom, how do you spell that word, that bequeath, I believe it is?
Bequeath?
Yeah.
Where in the world did you ever get a word like that?
Well, you ought to see that in the last will and testimony. I bequeath to you so-and-so my gold handle umbrella and all. Give what it means.
Wait a minute. Is that what you're doing there, writing out your will?
Oh, I never aimed to tell you that. Well, now that you've drug it out of me, I might as well admit it. That's what I'm doing.
Well, what in the world are you doing a thing like that for? And at a time like this?
That's the reason right there. If I don't do it now, it might be too late.
What are you talking about, anyway?
Along with that bottle of nitroglycerin bouncing around town, the body ain't safe. And special me.
Why, you? You ain't no particular danger.
I am, don't you? That bottle was toted out of here by Sam, and I know good.
Sam? Who's Sam?
Sam Bernard, the dog. That's what I call him now.
Oh.
He was the one that carried that bottle out of here, and I'm his best friend, so he's bound to follow me around long. And I'll get blowed up just sure as a word.
Well, now, wait a minute.
I'll get bloated plumb up. Just I think I'm going to get blowed up by my best friend, old Sam.
Yeah, but Abner, the
trouble... I never ought to have made him them peanut butter sandwiches. He wouldn't have liked me so much if I hadn't have did that.
Now, listen, Abner.
It just don't hardly pay to be dumb to kind animals. Oh, Sam, what are you doing this to me?
Well, now,
what
just
are you
calm
doing?
Yourself down, Abner, because Sam or nobody else ain't going to blow you up.
He will. I know he won't mean to do it, though. Poor little feller.
Well, that dog ain't no little fella. He ain't going to do nothing to you no way.
Yes, he will.
You know as well as I do he ain't got that bottle of nitroglycerine no more.
No, he'll find it, though, and bring it right to me. He's smart, Sam.
Abner, if you'll just take it easy for half a second, I can tell you that you're worrying yourself into this too old. All for nothing.
It's too late now, I'm afeard, Lum. I had the worst night last night I ever had in my life. Every time I heard a dog bark, I jumped out of bed and hid in the attic. Elizabeth thought I'd lost my reason.
If you want my opinions, you have. She's right.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you'll just quit talking, I'll tell you what I found out so far about where that bottle's at.
Sam, I'll find him.
Well, not unless he's smarter than I am, he won't.
Sam, I'll find him.
No, he won't know such a thing. Now, here's what we know for sure. Yesterday, after Sam taken out of here with that bottle in his mouth, he run down the road and cut over by Caleb Weehunt's blacksmith shop, and that was the last we seen of it.
More likely, he's still carrying it around with him.
No, he ain't. Don't you recollect that after that, Charlie Redfield said he'd seen the dog over there by that vacant lot next to the Watkins place, and he weren't carrying nothing in his mouth.
Charlie weren't?
No, the dog.
Oh, Sam?
Yeah, or no. And then after that, Miss Hodgkins said she seen some youngins playing with some kind of a bottle.
Uh-oh. Sam ought not to have did that. Oughtn't to leave it laying around where youngins is playing.
Well, nothing happened to them. We know that. Because one of them toted the bottle home with him. Only trouble is we don't know who it was.
Maybe he got blowed up. Have you heard a big boom this morning?
No, there ain't been no explosion of no kind. Yes.
Oh.
So we've still got a chance to try to find it before something does happen. Cedric's been out all morning trying to track down whatever young'un it is that's taking it home with him.
Well, I know who'll find it, Lone Sam. And he'll bring it right to where I'm at and drop it right at my feet.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Only if I can just keep him from dropping it. Maybe I ought to slap a muzzle on him. Then he couldn't pick up the bottle in the first place.
I want to get a muzzle for you.
What? I ain't carrying it around with him. Oh, retriever. Nobody's never ought to give him them peanut butter sandwiches.
Hello, John, I'm down store. I'm at her talking. Oh, hello, Cedric. What have you found out? Well, good.
Yeah?
Ah. Miss Pomeroy, huh? Well, did you get the bottle from her, then? Oh, for goodness sake. Well, I tell you what you better do, you... Huh? Yeah, go to Frank's filling station and to Luke Spears' lunchroom and any place else where they sell soda pop.
I ain't trying to be sitting around drinking soda pop.
Yeah, that's what I figure. He might turn it into one of them places. And in the meantime, I'll try to find a way to get out of this, out to the junkyard in case he shows up there.
Who, Sam?
Yeah, that's right. Just a regular common soda pop bottle.
He's a star up in here.
Oh, well, it don't matter what flavor it was. Just go and find it. And hurry up. Yeah, and if you find it, come back over here. Run as fast as you can.
And he found
Sam. All right, Cedric. Goodbye.
Has he found him yet, Long?
No, we weren't looking for Sam. But I think he's about to run down that bottle of nitroglycerine.
He is?
He found out it was Kenny Pomeroy that had taken the bottle home with him.
Uh-oh.
And his mama set it out on the back porch with some other bottles. And then this morning, old Dad Foss was around collecting bottles, and she gave them all to him.
Well, good. All we got to do is find old Dad Foss, then.
Well, Cedric ain't been able to locate him, though.
Has he looked up?
Nobody else has seemed to know where he's at, neither.
So did I hate to think of him walking down the street with that soul sack slung over his shoulder, them bottles banging together every step he takes.
Well, we ought to be able to find him, all right. The reason he collects them old bottles is to sell them, you know.
Yeah.
So I figure we'd go to all the places he's liable to turn them in. We're bound to catch him.
I don't believe I'd want to be around when old Dad gets wherever he's going, throws that sack of bottles down on the floor.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Better tell Cedric to take his catcher's mitt with him.
I hope Cedric catches up with him before that happens. I better get out and try to catch a ride out to the junkyard. I told Cedric I'd go out there and check.
Well, say, Long, if old Dad turned the bottles in at Luke Spears' place and throwed them on the floor there, well, that would have blowed up the John'em Down store, too, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
You said the other day you figured there's enough of that nitroglycerin in there to blow up the whole town. Luke's place is just a few doors from
there. Well, I don't know. I ain't got time to worry about that now. I've got to get out to that junkyard.
Oh, where's my pencil? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to finish my will right now.
Well, wait a minute, Everett. Why don't you get on the phone there and see if you can find anybody that saw Dad Foss anywhere, and if they have, stop him.
All right, I'd love to get this will wrote, just in case nobody does stop him. I reckon I want to leave that seashell that you can hear the ocean in the Grandpappy's fear.
Abner, will you forget about that will for right now?
Yeah, Grandpappy always loved that shell. I saw him sit there for the hour and that thing up to his ear.
Abner, get on the phone there. Hi, Granny's, wait a minute. There's a deliver truck over there in front of Dick Huddleston's store. If I hurry, I can catch a ride with him for as the junkyard. Get on the phone, Abner.
Yeah, all right, I will right now.
And don't leave here, because Sanders is going to come over here as quick as he finds out something.
Yeah, all right, I'll stay right
I'll
here.
I'll be back as quick as I can.
All right. See what else. Hello? Is that you, Grandpa? This is Abner. Oh, just tolerably, I reckon. Say, you ain't saw Dad false anywhere, have you? Uh-huh. Yeah, well, say, Grandpap, there's something else I want to ask you. If you was having your druthers, what would you druther have most of anything that I own? Huh? No, I'm feeling all right. Well, that is, I feel all right at this minute. I ain't guaranteeing nothing about the future. Well, I ain't giving everything away. Well, just to be honest, Grandpap, I'm making out my will. Well, you never can tell. You know, I'll say, how about that seashell? Would you like to have me leave that to you? Well, you used to like it. Hey, how about my stereoscope then? It ain't broke no such a thing. Well, you don't have to take it. How about my blue serge suit? What's wrong with it? It ain't country looking. Listen here, Grandpappy Spears, I'll tell you something right now. I know that I ain't going to leave you nothing.
Hey, Mr. Abner, I know where that bottle of nitroglycerine is at.
I don't care what... You do... Where's it at, Sandy?
I found it out there that Mr. Dadfoss turned them bottles into Luke Spears' lunchroom.
Well, good. Good for you, Sandy.
He done that about an hour and a half ago.
Well, did you get the bottle from Luke then?
No, Mom. Mr. Luke put it in the case with a lot of other empty bottles and a deliver truck taking them away.
Deliver truck?
Yes, Mom.
You mean that to come from a wholesale house at the county seat?
Yes, Mom. Have you saw it anywhere?
Saw it? Lum's riding on it.
Mom?
When they hit that bad stretch of road just west of town, they'd be blowed to bits, Henry. Come on, I dog it. We got to do something.
Well, I don't envy Lum his place in that truck, and I hope Abner and Cedric are able to catch up with him before the truck hits its first good-sized bump. Friends, how many times have you heard someone say, "I wish I could get rid of sleepless, restless nights"? Well, you don't have to fret about your lack of sleep when it's brought about by nervous tension, because then you can call on Miles Nervine. Yes, sir, when you are restless, high-strung, and irritable because of nervous tension, try Miles Nervine. This time-tested formula has helped to bring restful nights to thousands. Get a package of Miles Nervine and have it on hand next time nervous tension keeps you awake or threatens to spoil your work or play. All drugstores have it. As with all effective medicinal products, you naturally want to employ caution. Use only as directed. Miles Nervine comes in two forms, liquid and effervescent tablets. It is guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Don't forget, to help get rid of sleepless, restless nights, ask your druggist for Miles Nervine. Yes, to relax and sleep well, remember Miles Nervine. It's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine.